The city of Spartanburg wants to find food truck restaurant balance. That's this week's topic on WNCW's More to the Story. I'm your host, Paul Foster. Working on this subject has been the Spartanburg Herald-Journal's Alyssa Mulliger, city reporter. Alyssa, thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you for having me.
Alyssa, can we say that Spartanburg, like other cities of its size in the Carolinas, has experienced an increase of food trucks?
I think you can say that. I'm sure, as most people know, food trucks have gained momentum across the U.S., especially in cities that have vibrant downtowns. And Spartanburg certainly has seen an uptick in the past year or so in food trucks hitting the streets, interested in doing business downtown particularly. So a few years ago, the city did start a pilot program for food trucks, but they are continuing to review some of those policies.
Well, what is the city of Spartanburg's present stance on food trucks? Is it there currently an interim set of rules in place?
Yes. So their program is in its interim phase, as you could say. A few of those rules include these food trucks needing any required documentation from South Carolina DHEC, that's the Department of Health and Environmental Control. Food trucks also need to keep an up-to-date city business license, as well as have proof that their truck's kitchen was inspected and approved by the city's building codes department. There are a couple other stipulations as well, but I'd say those are some of the larger ones.
In your report that you put together, talking to some of those food truck operators that have been doing business in downtown so far, what do they think of the current restrictions in place? In other words, do they feel welcome when it comes to downtown Spartanburg?
Some food truck operators feel the city is doing a decent job of welcoming them downtown as well as throughout the city. Some other food truck operators I spoke with believe the city's guidelines need a bit of tweaking. Some of these food truck owners told me that while the city doesn't have a whole lot of experience with food trucks, they certainly understand that this is a learning process for everybody. But for the most part, they do feel the city has welcomed their food truck businesses with open arms.
How many locations are there in Spartanburg right now for food trucks to set up?
Well, throughout the city, food trucks are allowed on properties, specific zones. That includes general retail, heavy commercial, as well as light and or heavy industrial. They can also set up for special events on private property with those owners' permission. But specifically downtown, there were 6 city-owned locations for food trucks. There are only 4 right now because 2 of those spots have since become part of other downtown projects. I think this is the biggest part where some of the tweaking might come in. Food truck operators feel that some of these spots aren't the most conducive to foot traffic, so they don't get a whole lot of customers when they set up on some of these spaces. There's also a limit to how often a food truck can operate downtown. According to the city's guidelines right now, the same food truck can't use the same downtown site more than once per week. So it does limit some of these food truck operators in their opinion of doing business, specifically downtown Spartanburg.
Alyssa Mulliger is our guest, the city reporter with the Spartanburg Herald-Journal. As we continue our conversation about food trucks in Spartanburg, and in particular in downtown Spartanburg, Alyssa, has there been negative reaction from restaurant owners about the food vendors and where they're located so far?
I would say there's been a bit of apprehension from some of them. While it sounds like they certainly welcome the addition of food trucks downtown, some of them feel if the trucks are parked too close to their own brick-and-mortar establishment, then they kind of lose business from customers, especially the downtown lunch crowd. And the city has said that it committed to certainly supporting these brick-and-mortar businesses while they're trying to welcome these food trucks. And they're still working through the best way to balance that, I think. One business owner I spoke with did suggest some of the food trucks parking further down Main Street, maybe where there are no restaurants currently, to maybe strike a better balance.
I recall that particular part of the article, and owner or manager suggests something like East Main. Is that correct?
That's correct, right. The majority of downtown Spartanburg's restaurants, eateries are on West Main Street, kind of closer to the Morgan Square area. And there's a couple scattered down East Main, but not as many right now.
Okay, and closing on this topic, will the city's food truck policies continue just evolving at this point, you think? What do you expect?
I think so. Certainly as more food trucks hit the street, there are several food trucks we've written about recently that are operating throughout the county, and I can see them certainly working their way into downtown soon. So I think the city will continue to look into the best way to fit them into the downtown scene. Some of the food truck operators have even offered a few suggestions as far as maybe having updated locations for food trucks, as well as every so often blocking off a portion of a small street downtown and just having food trucks there for lunch maybe once a week, once a month. And then I think that the biggest suggestion I heard was to have a food truck rodeo sort of event, maybe on a weeknight for dinner, and whether that be on a downtown street or a nearby city park that's quite popular with people in the evening. I think both businesses and food truck operators could see that as a potential balancing solution as well.
It's obvious readers of the Spartanburg Herald Journal can get their paper in hand. They can see it online, but how can they keep up with you and your ongoing reports, breaking news, and so forth, Alyssa?
Sure. People can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is A. Mulliger, S-H-J.
That's more to the story on the city of Spartanburg's food truck scene, thanks to the reporting and information provided today by Alyssa Mulliger, the city reporter of the Spartanburg Herald Journal. Thank you again for being with us this week.
And thank you.
Most Wednesdays in our final segment of Morning Edition here on WNCW, you'll be able to find more to the story, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.